Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Murray, who is the new Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs with Shaw. Paul, how you doing?
Oh, very good.
Thanks for being on the show with me today. I thought first we'd just kind of introduce you. I know that you've just taken this position with Shaw, and you before that, you were 22 years with Herman Miller. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Long-term employee at Herman Miller.
Yeah. Now, where are you from?
I actually grew up in South Dakota and taught school for a couple of years before getting into industry. So,
and will you be moving your household as a result of this change in position?
I will. My wife is finishing the school year. She's a guidance counselor in a middle school up there in actually a little town called Hudsonville, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And once she finishes the school year, she'll be joining me here in Dalton.
Okay. So you've decided you're going to live in Dalton or somewhere within 50 miles of there anyway?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Close to Dalton, so yeah. I can commute. You know, as the VP of Sustainability, I can't drive too far, right?
Right. And with Herman Miller, you had a similar position?
I did. I was the Director of Environmental Health and Safety, which, for all practical purposes, it was the sustainability program as well.
So you replaced Rick Ramirez, who was the company several years, and he actually did a really good job. He initiated the annual reports that you guys do and was the spokesperson for all your waste-to-energy plants and your DAC America's relationships. So you're stepping in some pretty big shoes, aren't you?
I sure am. And, you know, that was the exciting part about the change is that Herman Miller, we had kind of grown into the same kind of reputation of being an environmental leader.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you start looking around and seeing what other companies are doing. And I was always impressed with really the carpet industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Shaw being one of those leaders that you could really point to saying they're doing some great things. So when they approached me, I listened.
Yeah. And Herman Miller, correct me if I'm wrong, but they focus primarily on the contract piece of the market, which is very similar to Shaw, even though in your new position you'll talk to all facets, whether it be contract or residential, right?
And that was really one of the attractive parts is that you are right that, you know, office furniture is in the contract world, and mm-hmm. So we're still in the building industry, and so I won't lose the contacts that I had there, but of course, Shaw is into the residential side of the market, and maybe we can really play some vital role there as we move forward. So that was one of the attractive parts about this job.
That's actually something I'd like to stay in touch with you on, because I know as Shaw does research and everything, we know that the A&D community and even the end users on the contract side of the business really do look at life cycle and the whole carbon footprint and everything. And it'd be interesting to see and read whether or not it really plays to the residential market.
Well, I always go by the assertion that really nobody wants to harm the environment.
Yeah.
And it's just being given the opportunity to make a change has allowed people to go forward. And I think one of those defining moments, if you will, back in 1993 when Herman Miller was approached by three or four gentlemen wanting to start up this new organization that was going to evaluate buildings, radically changed as the U.S. Green Building Council started then, radically changed the way the A&D community looked at the environment.
Yeah.
I had been in that job working in the environmental world since 1992, and customers rarely called. And today, it's a rare occurrence when the customer isn't interested in the environmental stature of the company as they're picking products. How can we take that learning into the residential side, I think, is really going to be key.
Right. Sounds to me like you just told me how Shaw found out about you through the USGBC.
Yeah, it was one of those areas, and yeah. Cradle to cradle, and yes, our paths have crossed many times.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, back to the residential for a second, I guess the big challenge is that the homeowner doesn't want to harm the environment, but then at the same time, I don't think she wants to pay extra for something. Anyway, that could change.
Well, this is my belief, but and hopefully eventually it will become Shaw's belief, that I'm not sure that in the contract flooring or just like in contract furnishings that customers expect to pay more there either.
I
think it's our duty as a company to figure out how to do this and still stay cost beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so eventually the environmental performance of a product should be baked in rather than, well, this is a good environmental product, so you have to pay more. I think office furniture has swung to the point where actually it's all through the product lines. When Herman Miller introduced a low-priced chair a year ago, it was also cradle-to-cradle certified. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was low-priced because it was designed to be such. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the market, when it comes to the residential side, then is it should be baked in there too. We should figure out a way to make it an environmental preferable product without costing extra to the homeowner.
Okay, I think you've answered some of one of my next questions. I know you've been in this job not very long at all, but I was going to ask you what some of your goals and challenges were.
You've just heard a couple of them right there.
Yeah.
My first one, of course, is figuring out the business. Mm-hmm. Coming into the carpet industry, I don't really know how the products are manufactured and all that, so
right.
That's one of my big challenges very quickly, coming up to speed. But then I think there's a lot of similarities about what we can actually expect to do once we know what they are.
All right. Good luck with that. Again, let's try to stay in contact. We'd like to continue to do these type of interviews when there's something newsworthy to talk about. Again, we've been talking to Paul Murray, who is Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.